RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I can't believe it. 9 in a row. Mike Kelly, he sent me a chart. It talks about the most scoring chances generated. They're like 28th, 29th in the league right now, and they have the highest, hottest save percentage going. So the fact that the Buffalo Sabres have done this with that big of a discrepancy in like good save percentage and capitalizing on everything and riding the hot stick, I can't believe it. Buffalo, celebrate. Dallas is next. 10 in a row. Let's keep it going, baby. Is that what a Buffalo says? I don't know, baby.
Paul Bissonnette there. That was on his Twitter last night after the win against St. Louis.
You know, I have a very...
I assume that's what a Buffalo sounds like.
Sure, but I have like a conflicted feeling on Paul Bissonnette. This is a guy that last year said, oh, Darlene is gonzos.
Yeah.
Sure, buddy. You just, and he's admitted, no, I just want him on the Leafs.
Respect. I respect that.
My culture is not your costume, okay?
I respect that.
Like, that's the part I'm having a problem with. But then also, I do recognize Chicklets is a important piece within the hockey community, within the players themselves. Plenty of players will go on that show. I do need them to talk up Buffalo. But at the same time, I'm with Sabres admin.
Yeah.
Want a full apology video with tears.
Also, by the way, the admin battle last night. St. Louis.
I
know what you're doing, but like, what do you mean you don't know what a saber is? It's a sword.
Yeah.
TJ Luckman, Sabres producer, also, you know, jumps on, especially for draft coverage and all that stuff. Lightsaber. Star Wars, like the biggest IP in the world. You didn't know what a saber? That's stupid. Take that out.
Love it.
I just like that we can now talk trash and they're winning. So it's not, it doesn't,
oh my God, it's
so not
hot.
Cringe or just like, oh, okay, guys, read the room.
It's so
not
hot.
That right now. Oh, 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to prime players here in just a moment. But first, we'll keep taking calls here. Flynn is up next. Flynn, how we doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, calling from Nashville here. I know you guys touched it on this morning with the power play. I do believe Zucker being back would be a big help. I just didn't know what you thought in the short term here, if Benson's the answer on the power play number one. And also, do you think Buffalo's going to make any moves here maybe for the Olympic break? We saw that Igor got traded from Columbus yesterday to Pittsburgh. Oh. So I wasn't sure if you guys thought of any moves here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, Flynn, I thought that was going to be the Sabres trade. I really, because, and everyone
but
got
then
there
Pittsburgh
around the same
said,
time.
Hey, we're going to give you a roster player and picks. And then I'm like, yo, wait, what? All of hockey Twitter was like, wait, what?
But everyone also got there at the same time where it's like, oh, this is Yarmo's guy. He drafted him in 20. He's young. He's got a good shot. Here we go. And it's only draft picks. Here we go. Oh, it's Pittsburgh. And then you mentioned all they gave up. Flynn, I will tell you, I do think they will. Mainly, I think Yarmo is going to have to put somewhat of a stamp on this is my team rather than, yeah, I just took the job and Adam's team made the playoffs. I didn't do much.
I will say
I don't know about before the Olympic break, although when's the trade deadline?
Typically in March.
Okay, so maybe around there as well. We've also seen moves get made a little bit earlier.
Let me go ahead and get this for us.
For me, it is now we're getting – very close to where I'll start paying attention to bad
March
teams.
March 6th.
Okay. So literally right after the Olympics and within 2 weeks after the Olympics ends. So for me, though, Flynn, I am going to get there very soon. Like not even necessarily 10, 11 wins in a row. Just very soon if they keep the course here. to starting to look to bad teams and all right, who might become available. I will absolutely start to revisit the Elias Pettersson stuff in Vancouver if they keep losing. St. Louis, they just beat them last night, is a team that I'm constantly looking at their forwards because they've got a lot of young, fun ones. And this year, they're not particularly good. My only issue is, and Derek, I know you sit with the same issue, the guy I want is injured in Jordan Kyrou. And I think yours is Dylan Holloway, also yep. injured. And so I'm kind of in this weird spot where I'm like, all right, let's just hang tight. But yeah, I want to see them make a move just because I don't think they're perfect yet. If you look at most of their season-long stats, outside of the penalty kill, they're like 15 to 17 in like all of them,
yeah,
including goals scored and all that.
I will say the part on the power play here, I do like that they've been more successful by allowing Benson to be more of a puck carrier within mm-hmm. the zone. He's a little more puck dominant within the power play. Between him and Norris, I think that there are better decisions being made. There's now a question, though. Zucker comes back, Zach. Who comes off the first power play unit? Is it Doan?
Mm.
Because Zucker's probably your net front. I'm not touching Norris. Is it Benson? Maybe try to give you a little balance on the second unit? Or is it even Zucker that goes to the second unit instead?
Well, I mean, they're in a run, though, where they can shake up the first power play unit just because they it's not like they're scoring like the wind on that group.
Right.
So, I mean, they could break it up.
But I also like that Benson's more puck dominant. I like Norris on the power play because they make smart decisions. And they create dangerous chances. And it's not just the Tage one-timer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that part's going to be interesting to me. What do they do? Because honestly, I might say it probably is Benson that gets moved down, but that's a guy that's got 5 points on the power play already this year. He's only played 25 games.
Right. But also, this is fun.
Norris
yeah.
has 5 points in 12 games on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart puck mover. I'm thinking it's, oh my God, I don't know. Because I think it might be Benson that gets moved down. Because then the second unit has that puck dominant player.
Right, right.
You have Quinn for the quick shots. And then you've got Zucker, who still is tied for the lead in power play points with 9. Coming back. It's going to be interesting.
It's why it's fun, though. And it's better to make these decisions when you're winning than when you're losing. You're like, we've got to fix something.
Right. That's the sickening thing about all this is that they're winning.
Right, they've got issues, but they're winning, and that's. I mean, we say it with the Bills too. It's you can get an ugly win because you get all the positives of the win, but you also have to learn from it. And those mm-hmm. ugly ones, Cleveland, Baltimore, all the way back in Week 1. You know, Philadelphia this week, probably the same thing. Sabres keep winning, and they're doing well, but there are some issues there. We'll take a little bit of a pause here from the Buffalo Sabres as it is Tuesday. It's not 11 o'clock, it's 11:11. But it is time now for our weekly Primetime Players, which is brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. And Derek, I mentioned it to start today when we were kind of previewing this. A lot of good performances. I've even gotten to basketball a little bit. I know that usually happens around Christmas. I don't watch a lot of the games, but I'll check in on them. We got there a little bit. We'll start, though, with, of course, our honorable mentions. I've got 3 this week.
I've got 4, so let's get to hammering these out. One is actually a joint honorable mention. It's Buffalo defenseman Matias Samuelsson and Bowen Byram
mm-hmm.
for their respective 3-point efforts. Samuelsson against Boston and Byram against Ottawa. Those are performances that need to be singled out a little bit here as to how great they were in extending the win streak from the last time that we talked about this. So there's the first one there. I mean, we're just going to go hammering these out because we don't have as much time as we usually do for these sorts of things. Staying on the ice, Nathan MacKinnon, Colorado Avalanche, mm-hmm. a team that has lost 2 times in regulation. That's disgusting. MacKinnon with a goal and assist last night, including his 399th career goal. So the next one will be 400 for him. Good for him. But it's also his 22nd multi-point game of the year that leads the league this season.
It's absolutely incredible. For me, I'm going to ultimately have 2 players from last night's game, both on Atlanta. One mm-hmm. is going to be in the top 5, one is the honorable mention. I had a little bit of a tough run this morning of who I wanted to put in the top 5. I ultimately settled on it. So with that being said, Bijan Robinson is going to mm-hmm. be my first honorable mention. 195 yards rushing last night, 2 total touchdowns. And then just in a total season look at him, Derek, he's at well over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, 11 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Just an unbelievable year by him, and very much, I think, again, kind of a quiet 1,400-yard rushing season from him back-to-back years with that. Only 7 touchdowns, 14 last year. But just Bijan Robinson, an incredible player, a 95-yard touchdown last night as well in the Falcons' upset win over the Rams. I'll keep this going. I also have Scotty Barnes of the Toronto Raptors on here.
Okay.
First 2020 triple-double in Raptors history. This is from earlier this week when they took down Golden State, a 23-25-10 stat line for Scotty Barnes.
All right, just to wrap up my honorable mentions here, I've got New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. His biggest crime is against the Jets. 256 yards. He only missed 2 passes, 19 of 21, and 5 touchdowns. But it's against the Jets, dude. What can I really do with this and really sing home to it? And I also do have Bijan Robinson here as an honorable mention to wrap that one up for this portion of primetime players.
I also went with Drake May, and again, he was also punished because it was against the Jets, and I thought that was one of the most lifeless performances I've seen in a little while. Drake May, though. I know Buffalo fans are not going to like to hear this, but after Matthew Stafford, the last 2 weeks or so, losing to Seattle and then 3 interceptions yesterday, I think Drake May is going to be the MVP.
Probably. It's timely how it's all happened like this. And since Stafford and the Rams don't have a chance at the division anymore, you're probably looking at the guy who played the softest schedule in the league winning the MVP. And it's like, okay, cool. Here comes the opportunity for the Patriots to take a coach of the year, an MVP, when they really didn't play anybody. And I guess that's our problem to deal with. So, cool. Love that.
I want to play him in the first round. I know it's going to be most likely Jacksonville. Man, I want that. I've completely flipped. I want that matchup so bad.
I agree. But I absolutely agree with that.
It does not look likely in the wild card round. Moving, though, on to the top five. The quarterback that beat out Drake May for me to get into the top five is Brock Purdy. 5 total touchdowns, the win over Chicago. San Francisco now in pole position for the 1 seed. Purdy has had a bit of a shaky season, mainly just due to injuries. Mac Jones has had to come in there, win games as well. But Purdy, when he's been in this year, for the most part, he has been very, very good. And that continued against Chicago. That was a barn burner, by the way, of a Sunday night game. We were doing an overtime show on that night, and it was really hard for me to not just be glued in. Caleb Williams, by the way, could have also had a shout for this as well with his performance. And Luther Burden.
Speaking of Luther Burden.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Number 5.
Go. Yeah.
8 catches, 138 yards, and a touchdown. He was really a big factor within Chicago being able to move the football all throughout the evening and allowed for several Bills fans to punch air because, you know, that was a player that they could have had at the end of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison's great, though, so let's not worry about that. But some fans are probably like, ah, like, you know.
Right.
Again, the board isn't staring at me or anything.
That's fine. That's fine.
But, yeah, no, Burden has been fantastic, and he is playing a little bit more consistently. But this is one of those, like, hey, this is your big time. And even then, he has a rough drop on the last drive. They do ultimately make up for it. And he even is banged up on the final play as he is desperately trying to dive across.
It does
to,
look like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, but like, oh, man. It's injury to insult on that play because he dives across to try to make the catch and it just doesn't go. And then he's still down on the field as the 49ers are celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Number four for me, rookie safety Xavier Watts for Atlanta. So this is the Falcons player that gets on the list. Just for me, an incredible performance. Another player that I know a lot of Bills fans have kind of been beating the drum for. Wasn't a first round pick or even a second round pick. He was a little bit later on the draft, but has been really just superb for the Falcons since day one. Two picks, so two of the three for Stafford, three pass breakups and four tackles. As I mentioned, the win over LA. He'd be a lot of fun with Cole Bishop. He'd be a lot of fun. Is what it is. On to the next. Xavier Watts, though, number four for me.
Don't get me depressed because I'm going to talk about them in a little bit in Atlanta there. Because number four, I'm sticking with that game between the Bears and the 49ers. You already mentioned Brock Purdy. I'm going to bring him up here in number four. Purdy was fantastic in the win for San Francisco. 303 yards, three passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. He totals five of them in the day, including one that was highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
One might say Josh Allen-esque, if I'm going to say it like that. No. That was just great by Brock Purdy. I don't need to throw another quarterback into this. And I hate when commentators do this, so I'm not going to do that. I brought it up just so I can say, no, I don't like when people do this. That was an awesome play by Brock Purdy. He's scrambling around. He gets flushed out to the left, dances around two Bears defenders trying to sack him, and then after the pump fake, opens up Kyle Juszczyk on a play that makes this list.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the performance that you typically need for that.
Absolutely. These next three for me, all three could be number one. It really did just come down to how they're going to be listed based off of just the importance, eyeballs on you, the whole thing. So at number three, it's Kawhi Leonard of the LA Clippers. Okay. He ultimately gets on here. It's just a regular season game. It is what it is. However, the stat line is ridiculous. 55 points, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 blocks in the win over Detroit. So the problem, again, is the next two. One, definitely a more important game. The other, just symbolically, was a more important game. So Kawhi Leonard, though, gets in number three for me.
All right, number three for me is Baltimore Ravens running back Derrick Henry. Henry keeps the Ravens season alive with a dominant performance against Green Bay. 36 carries, 216 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Who's washed? There were a lot of dips in the season with Derrick Henry in terms of his production. And then a week prior, he is benched throughout the fourth quarter, annoyingly so, to where the Ravens, they almost were done for the year, if not for an incomplete pass at the last play of Pittsburgh against Cleveland.
I have Derrick Henry coming up next as well.
Yeah. So,
and just for me, it's 4 touchdowns, 36 carries. He is the reason they beat Green Bay. He's also the reason why their season is still alive. You know, now we do have the make-or-break kind of game against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's going to be down DK Metcalf, down Darnell Washington, and we saw what the Bills could do running the ball. I think it'd be ridiculous to not have at least somewhat, I mean, that's still an insane stat line, but have somewhat the same kind of game plan going in. Also, I do want to mention, if James Cook does not play,
Derrick Henry could, with a monster performance, steal it.
I think just kind of an average Derrick Henry performance. He's 137 yards back against a bad Pittsburgh Steelers rush defense. Mm-hmm. I think there's a real chance here. I know we're all looking at Jonathan Taylor, and Taylor will play before Cook. So, I mean, if Taylor passes him, Cook maybe can get him for a half to try to just extend it. But Henry will play Sunday night. There's a real chance he could capture another rushing title, and I think already there, but fully secure what should be a first ballot Hall of Fame career. Derrick Henry comes in at number two for me.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Pittsburgh in a sense, but like, how can you let a Ravens team that started off 1-5 have a chance at the division? Well, so, you know, shame on you. Number two, though, for me, I'm combining the efforts of the Falcons secondary into this one. You already had Xavier Watt in here with the two interceptions. Jesse Bates returns one for a touchdown as well. So I'm looking more at the Falcons secondary frustrating Matthew Stafford in a way that effectively helps him lose the MVP. The Falcons also managed to within one victory here. On the heels of secondary play from Watts and Bates here, they do a triple threat against the Rams. The Falcons, with this victory, keep the Rams from any chance at winning the NFC West. Take away, effectively, Matthew Stafford's best odds at an MVP. And moves down the first-round pick that they were given by the Falcons.
Yeah.
What do you mean they slapped me three times?
That's a bad Monday. That's a bad Monday for the Rams.
What do you mean all of this happened? Stop. And no, I find that funny of how they managed to like hit the Rams with three different types of damage.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. That I love that Falcons defense.
That Falcons team is
super frustrating.
And now the Falcons even have a chance to do damage from afar again.
Mm-hmm.
It is now set up thanks to the Falcons' win. And I don't know how this works. Is it because of tiebreakers?
I believe it's tiebreakers.
Oh my God, that's right, because 8-9, 8-9, they'd be tied for division record. Ew. But now it is set up where the Falcons, if Tampa Bay beats Carolina, Carolina can still win the NFC South with a Falcons victory against the Saints. Atlanta is having the weirdest season of all time, and that's on their standards.
Right. Panthers, Bucks, that's Saturday 4:30, Saints Falcons Sunday at 1 p.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
waiting on bated breath if it's a Tampa win. Ew.
At least you get it somewhat out of the way early. Oh, like that would be frustrating if it was a 4:25 game or God forbid the Sunday night game. That would be frustrating.
I would hate every bit of that. Well, I would hate why is Atlanta playing New Orleans on Sunday night with nothing to play for?
Yeah, fair. Number one for me. Mentioned it, you know, just kind of the circumstance. Christmas Day games in the NBA. I think Christmas is still dominated by the NBA, especially this year with the football games being as bad as they were. And it was the late game. But Nikola Jokic, 56-point triple-double in an overtime win over Minnesota. He also then had a 54-point triple-double in a one-point loss against Orlando later that weekend. He did pick up a knee injury, though, last night, so that's not ideal.
Well, yeah, he's tired of carrying them.
Well, yeah, but Nikola Jokic continues to be
110 points in two games?
Yeah, this generation, especially the generation that watches basketball, because I know we're in Buffalo, it's not a ton, but, you know, bear with me here. They're going to talk about him like Larry Bird, in the sense of he will be like a folk hero. Like, most of the Larry Bird stories you hear about is, like, keeping the jacket on right before the three-point contest and stuff like that. Jokic is going to be that guy of, guys, he didn't want to play basketball. He just wanted to go hang out with his horses. Unbelievable. He hated the game.
Yeah,
and he
true.
Still did this. Like, he is going to be a folk hero. Michael Jordan, kind of the same thing as well. Of just the legend around him will grow as the years go. 56-point triple-double. Overtime win over Minnesota Christmas night.
Let me try to test your memory real quick here, Zach. Who was my number one last week?
Oh, the Buffalo Sabres.
Guess who's number one this week?
Buffalo Sabres.
Nine in a row, baby.
Nine in a row.
Nine in a row. Topping it off here with the primetime players for the second week in a row. It is my Buffalo Sabres, your Buffalo Sabres, everyone's Buffalo Sabres at number one. Once again, happy holidays, you filthy animals.
They keep on rolling.
They keep on rolling here, and that is our primetime players. Again, sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. And speaking on those Buffalo Sabres,
we'll get more with them. Paul Hamilton on the way next. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.